Reconstructionist Radio presents a War Room production. The Postno Report with Nathan F. Conkey.
Hello and welcome to the 47th edition of the Postno Report with Nathan F. Conkey. First, I want to thank you all for your encouraging messages. I am genuinely humbled and rather amazed that someone actually chooses to listen to me, and I must say that I feel very keenly the responsibility to be faithful to the Word of God as a teacher of sorts, and live up to my namesake, Nathan the Prophet, and be prophetically courageous in what I say. This week I want to respond to a listener's question. I won't disclose her identity, but she is not a stranger to the Emerald Isle, and she lives in Canada land. I'm monitoring flights and my bank balance, and I'm thinking about dropping in with the Toronto Faith for All of Life posse on my way back to the old country. She wants to know about my work, so I thought I would try my best to oblige her and share my response with yourselves as well. Now, I don't for anything want to hold myself up as an example that everyone should follow, since that would be silly. But I do want to share one possible model for Faith for All of Life, post-millennial, kingdom-advancing, whole gospel missions of sorts. I'd like to tell you how I ended up here, how I started out, what I have accomplished, what I am currently doing, and what my plans are for the 2 years or so that remain for me here in Puebla, Mexico. So how did I get here? I was working as an ESL teacher just outside Seoul, South Korea, when it occurred to me that I could do something. I could make my little contribution. So I tried a few things, one of which stuck, sort of. Learn Teach, that's LRN Teach, where I would interview folks in the Faith for All of Life community. It took me almost 2 decades to take action to start fulfilling my calling, teaching, and don't let that happen to you. Doing what you are meant to do is a real confidence booster, and godly confidence is certainly a real blessing from God. Another blessing, which I think is relevant, it was discovering Dr. Joel Wallach and longevity products when I was in the Far East. Getting in better physical shape is part of God's dominion mandate of stewardship and amelioration of the creation. That happens to be us, our own bodies. A little supplemental calcium and magnesium can help balance a troubled mind and straighten a crooked body. So take action on your health, and perhaps your ability to seek first the kingdom will severely be helped. Your capacity to take dominion is hampered if you're obese or constantly sick. Now, Learn Teach, LRN Teach, helped me to make connections with Mr. Yarborough, who would become an important help to the work in Puebla, and Roger Oliver. I got talking to Roger just when God yanked the plug on my Far Eastern time, and within a few weeks I was up in Puebla. I had no clue about Mexico really, but I did have a vision. My reading led me to understand that church growth is greater in Mexico and the rest of Latin America. I already knew about Africa, having lived there a couple of years. I also knew that the cities were where the action was. Working in Puebla, for me, was a no-brainer. If you want to grow in your usefulness, you should read and grow in your strategic vision. Within 48 hours of touching down, I was teaching. Culture shock was not in the picture. After all, this was not West Africa. And little hint here is to build upon your own God-given strengths and experiences. Maybe you can do an inventory of your strengths and weaknesses. That will, I think, undoubtedly help you. A few weeks before I left Korea, I was walking through the open market on the way to the subway when suddenly the strange sights and sounds freaked me out for the first time ever. So the take home from this is that God can make you feel culture shock and shelter you from it as well. Not to make your life nice and comfortable, but in order for you to labour more effectively for Him wherever He wants you to do. So, how I started out. Now, I had no Spanish beyond what Speedy Gonzalez taught me. Arriba, arriba. Ay, caramba. Sí, señor. Things like that. But I was confident with a background of fairly decent French, I would be all right in the end. After almost 3 years, my Spanish is okay. Again, build on your existing strengths if you can. I'd always planned to learn more than one foreign language, so don't let learning another language put you off. It is not impossible. It's just impossible without some discomfort. For the first year or more, I had no income. My savings were soon exhausted. God provided bread and board. You will never starve doing God's will, and there's a lot of God's will to be done. I later joined a US mission, C10, that allows Canadians and those south of the Canadian border to make tax-deductible gifts to my work. Since then, God has given me enough to rent my own little place near the school and invest in the tools that I need to get my work done. Again, God provides everything, even the faith and trust necessary to make that first step and keep on walking. I hit the ground running teaching from the very first day, which was good. I knew enough to know that standard English as a second language methodologies, or lack of them, were designed to be ineffective and pad the bottom lines of textbook manufacturers and language schools, in my humble opinion, that is. I tried to implement the Gouin method, a little-known 19th century approach to language learning. That didn't quite work as planned, so I stumbled across the Michel Thomas method, was blown away, and started implementing some of its principles to develop a Spanish-to-English language oral curriculum. Now, I want to stress that I was not the ideal candidate for the job, but I was the ideal candidate for the job, if you see what I mean. So, what have I accomplished? To explain what I have accomplished, let me take a couple of steps back and explain a little bit of the context. There are two main entities to consider. The one is the Christian school, the Pierre Viret Learning Center, and the other is Vision America Latina. My goal for the Pierre Viret Learning Center has been to prepare the student as quickly and effectively as possible to start work in their English language Christian school workbooks. For those who have already started, my aim is to help them leapfrog ahead as far as possible to enable them to finish their courses before their 30s. To this end, I've experimented with a couple of different methodologies. I adapted an innovative French to English curriculum to become a Spanish to English curriculum. I've taught many hundreds of hours of that course, and over the last 6 months, converted the course into an online curriculum. I've been testing and refining this course in the classroom for about 2 or 3 months now, I think to good effect. As well as the classroom teaching, I have been preparing curriculum, putting together a couple of hundred videos with all their illustrations, integrating that into an online learning management system with associated quizzes. I also teach kindergarten English, which involves a lot of singing, which is super effective for the younger children. In terms of impact, teenagers with little or no English have been able to start studying English language workbooks with a much deeper understanding of what was going on. Face-to-face classes have been replaced by one-to-one online classes, which makes viable that which was previously not viable. Even the smallest classes soon lose their integrity due to extended absences due to a very serious disease, which is rampant, called hypochondriacism, or failure to turn up for whatever reason, which is very fashionable south of the border. The children are taught concept by concept and must demonstrate mastery by gaining more than 80% in each exam before they advance. More consistent and measurable progress in English is the result of my efforts. Additionally, I have developed other resources designed to save time and effort in the classroom. One of the resources I produced is a series of over 100 dictations to complement ACE's English vocabulary course called Word Building. This gives a superior product that is a dictation from a native English language speaker and frees up the teacher's time, saving around 20 minutes or so per teacher per day. My goal has always been to make a catalytic change. On the Vision America Latina end of things, all I did was set up a tripod and a camera and hit the record button and edit things and upload them and tag people and so on. The most tangible initial effect of this has been that the school was ejected from its home of around 4 years in a local seminary for using the word theonomy or dominion in one of their talks. I've been recording what Roger and other speakers have said in the school's weekly chapels and special monthly parents' schools with ever better image and sound quality. Many have heard the post-millennial and faith for all of life message who wouldn't otherwise have heard it. It's hard to measure the impact of this, but an impact it has had nevertheless. Now, this work of recording what's now 44 talks doesn't seem like much, but that backlog will be gradually converted into a weekly podcast called La Reconquista. I was talking to Jason and Dustin this morning about getting that moving. Indirectly related to my work in the Learning Center and Vision America Latina has been my irregular Learn Teach interviews and now weekly Postmo reports, which, if you're listening to this, you have probably heard something about post-millennial something or other. And this has, I hope, helped you, the listeners, in some small way. In fact, the Postmo report in many ways is my source of income. I simply could not be here without your assistance in the finance department. So what am I currently doing? I'm currently working away in the classroom, teaching English like a good English teacher should. There are six or seven in a typical class, each one working at a computer or a tablet, each at their own pace, each working, I hope, at the limits of their abilities. If they have a question, I answer it. If there's a problem with a quiz or a video, I fix it, and then it's fixed. However, I am much more than just a supervisor or a technician. For the teachers listening, there is 99% less irrelevant droning on than before and 10 times more real teachable moments every 45-minute class. After every three lessons and multiple choice quiz combo is successfully completed, the student passes on to a written component which revises the points taught in the previous three lessons. It's entirely without hints, though they have access to dictionaries. Once they complete their work, they come over to my desk one by one, where I mark the answers question by question by question. It is here where I elucidate answers from the children when they have just finished thinking out the sentences. If they make mistakes, I highlight those mistakes and try to get them to solve those mistakes themselves. If they fail in the end to make 80% or more, they must return immediately after the learning intervention has taken place and do the exercise again. Now, this is relatively time-consuming, but I think a spectacularly good use of one's classroom time, again, in my humble opinion, which, of course, I value a great deal. Now, I still record the presentations at the weekly chapels and monthly parents' evenings with better microphones and tripods, and tripod heads and so on than before. I'm working with Reconstructionist Radio, as I've said, to turn the back catalogue of now 44 presentations into a new Spanish language podcast, La Reconquista, that has been delayed somewhat since, everybody's been busy. I've also recorded four podcast episodes and four articles for a new proposed blog called The Christian Educator and a new podcast in the Reconstructionist Radio Network called The Christian Educator. Again, that has been a little bit delayed, but let's hope we can get moving on that this week. I've also started blogging on a number of themes related to my calling. The bilingual English-Spanish school, SpanishEnglishSchool.com, and a few others. The object is integrity, producing content which will help me think about what I am doing in a way that will help me learn and help others to start thinking through the implications of the gospel of the kingdom in education. And also, of course, as a funnel for my learning, I've got to learn from other people. Another area of focus for me is the creation of new ESL courses for the wider Spanish to English market. I learned the skill of doing voiceovers last year, which has been super fun, and I earned a total of $700. Not a terrible lot, but enough to pay for my equipment. But I soon realized that this was avocational. I need to learn the skill of listening to the market, a new skill like the skill of voiceovers, and producing something some language learning product that's helped solve their English language problems. I have the target of launching something in 91 days' time, and it will probably happen on udemy.com. Plans for my remaining time are to improve my existing resources and expand them to include resources covering everything from basic English to essay writing, English comprehensions, and preparation for taking external exams like the TOEFL. I would like to start offering more and more products to the online education market and improve my Spanish to the level where I can create English to Spanish online courses and develop a tutoring program for when I'm back home or wherever I'll end up. One of the motivations for this is that we Christians must learn to teach the nations. This means not only teaching Christians, but teaching unbelievers as well. Today, that emphatically means teaching online. The following 5 years, that is in around 2 and a few months' time, starting then, would be to take Bojidar Marinov up on his suggestion to work on understanding the scientific basis of language learning and teaching and start really getting the mind of Christ on these issues whilst expanding my ability to deliver quality online language acquisition programs. I also plan to keep writing on the issue of general Christian education, focusing on the needs and concerns of Christians in Northern Ireland and Southern Ireland probably as well, meaning that I will probably be moving back to Ireland in a couple of years' time, as God leads. Now, all of these thoughts and ideas, hopes and plans are subject to the providence of God and are dependent upon my feeding upon Christ, to whom all authority has been given and from whom all grace and authority flows. I do feel a little bit embarrassed sharing this stuff with you, since my abilities are so limited and my character so weak. Yet, I write them to you in the hope that God would inspire some of you to embrace your calling in Him and really focus on that in order that God's kingdom should be expanded. It is through the sanctification of our callings to Christ, believer by believer, over the span of our lives, that, quote, we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ, end quote. You and I are no more capable of fulfilling our calling on our own than we are of being holy on our own. In fact, the main focus of our piety must be in finding the grace to do what God has put us on earth to do, that is, the grace to do our calling. May God give us grace to do this and move forward His kingdom on earth, taking responsibility and dominion in our little corner of the universe, to the end that the Christ may be glorified and Christ receive His inheritance, the nations of this world. Thanks for listening. That was the 47th edition of the Postmill Report with your host, Nathan F. Conkey. Please do contact me through Facebook for comments and suggestions. If you would like to help support my work here in Puebla, Mexico, go to ctn.org/Nathan Conkey, where you can make a tax-deductible donation. God bless, and have a great week, loving and serving our Lord Jesus Christ. Cheerio now.
The Reconstructionist Radio Podcast Network brings to you a complete lineup of podcasts where you will hear practical and tactical theology. Our desire is not simply that you consume our shows, but that you also live out your faith in every area of life. We can talk all day long about these things, but if we fail to put them into practice, then we fail as ambassadors of Jesus Christ, our King. Subscribe now to your favorite Reconstructionist Radio Podcast Network shows, or you can subscribe to the Reconstructionist Radio Master Feed, where all of the content we produce, including the audiobooks and audio articles, will pop up as soon as they are available. And don't forget to visit ReconstructionistRadio.com to volunteer as a narrator or to partner with this ministry financially. May the Holy Spirit stir you into action for Christ and His kingdom.